This is the Family Culture Movement. Are you ready to break up with the dysfunctional beliefs and behaviors of our dominant culture and parent with intention? Then you're in the right place. The Family Culture Movement is where you'll learn how to take inventory of the narratives and social conditioning shaping your family dynamics and say no to the dominant culture. I'm your host, Jody Chafee. I'm going to help you break dysfunctional patterns and lead your family with confidence and resilience. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, be sure to check out the last episode of the Family Culture Movement with Chanel Nielsen when we went into a deep dive discussion about why your family history is so important to your family culture. Well, welcome to the show, Megan Smith. Megan is a mama who loves letting her boys get dirty, explore, and ask 1,000 questions. Okay, more like 50 than, right? Not too many questions, no, I was kidding. Megan, through her personal experience, is creating Planting Seeds 365. They are living intentionally and creating the life and family culture they want. And she cannot wait to share their experiences and their knowledge with you and help you create the life you want. So welcome, Megan.
Thank you for having me.
So exciting. So this is awesome. So Planting Seeds 365, what is that all about?
So we started Planting Seeds 365, honestly, as a personal family project. That it was a way for us to kind of get off this hamster wheel of parenting where every day feels the same. You're just doing the same thing over and over again. And, you know, we were at a place where every night we would kind of plop down on the couch and just like sink into the couch and just wonder, like, what even happened that day? Did we, you know, how many connection points did we miss with our kids? And feeling just so busy, right? And that we had to make a change. And this idea of planting seeds, it's a really long kind of backstory, but came from passing of my grandpa, who was a planter of seeds, right? He was a planter. He was a farmer. He was, and then he planted trees on their own property, and I got to watch those trees grow. And really thinking about how we plant seeds today for growth tomorrow, right? That the things that we're doing today are leading up to what's happening for us in the future. And we can't make these changes overnight. That we have to be intentional about what we're doing today to get to where we want to go tomorrow. So that's really where this idea came from. We were just going to do it for a year, which is why we called it Planting Seeds 365. We're like, let's try this thing for a year and see where we go. And it truly blew my expectations out of the water. Of the amount of the change and the growth that happened in my own family. So we've turned it now into a business to be able to share with other families and other schools.
So basically you saw what was happening of life getting away and your children growing up and not getting that time with them to feel like you were touching base with them and feel like you had an influence in their lives. Right. Yes. So what were some of the things that you implemented in this Planting Seeds 365 that made such a big difference?
Yeah. So we defined 9 types of seeds. We sat down with the boys. When I first said, hey, we're going to plant seeds, they were like, well, what are we going to eat? Right. And, you know, the beauty of it too, though, is I think kids understand how things grow. So we were able to talk about the growth in our own family and relate it to the flowers and the plants and the trees outside. And they were like, well, yeah, that makes sense. But we sat down as a family and kind of defined 9 types of seeds that we wanted to plant as a family and what was important to us. And those things were kindness, love, time, attention, hope, worth, gratitude, hard work, and curiosity.
Okay.
So these are the types of seeds. These are what we want to do. And we're going to be intentional about it. So we just started every day talking to each other. What kind of seeds are you going to plant today? And then in the mornings. And then in the evenings, what types of seeds did you plant today? And they would keep us accountable. We would keep them accountable. And it took 5 minutes a day of this setting those intentions and then talking about them. And that's all that it took. And right away, we started writing down those things that we did and throwing them in a jar. And so that was going to be our goal, was to kind of fill up this jar. We wrote them down on an index card, threw it in the jar. And our goal was just going to be to fill up the jar. And we very quickly realized that the index cards are very thin and the jar was very large. And it was going to take us a while to fill it up. We're actually still working on filling it up. But yeah, so that's kind of what we did right away, was just said, okay, like, what are you going to do today? Here are types of seeds. You know, you don't have to pick all nine. What's one thing you can do today? And then it just kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah. I like that, that you said, don't worry about focusing on every single one of them all day long. You know, I think sometimes when parents, they hear about different programs and things like that, they're like, wait, I have to add one more thing to my life that's stressful. Uh-huh. And that almost, you know, creates more anxiety. Right. But I like that this idea, it sounds like it's more like, no, this is a solution. Just pick one thing. Don't, mm-hmm. you don't need to overwhelm. And that's the beauty of when being intentional, is that it just takes that few minutes each day of setting the intention. Yes. And then having that in your mind as you go forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. So what were some of the things, like, give us some examples. So if you said, you know, you're to set your intention today for the planting seeds of love, what would that look like?
So for me, that would be like hugging and kissing my husband when I got home, instead of like coming in right away to like, all right, you're doing this, I'm doing this. Those sorts of things where we're kind of tackling the end of the day thing. So that would be one for me, of just like making that connection of love to say, all right, I'm here, we're here, now we can tackle it. And again, it takes 5 seconds, but that intentionality there. For me, you know, with our three boys, it's you know, finding out, you know, of love languages and finding little moments to pour into those. And so it's not just, hey, I love you, but it's one of them loves one-on-one time, right? So it's okay, seeds of love with Logan today. I'm going to find 5 minutes and pull him away and we're going to spend some time together. So that was kind of where, those would be a couple examples of love that we would do.
That's so cool. I love that you talked about love language, right? Because you want to speak their language. They don't,
yes.
You know, not, you don't be like, what do you mean? I told you I loved you. And they're like, but that's not, words of affirmation is not good enough for me. Like,
yes. You
know, yeah. I need to know, like, in my own language, what love looks like. I love that. That's so amazing. That's really cool. I love that idea. Again, going back to this idea of planting seeds and how it's like, you know, in my questionnaire, when I was like, okay, do I want to interview Megan? Let's see what she's about. And it was like, I asked you to define legacy and tell us what you said, but if you can remember, I have it in front of me. If you don't,
I don't know that I won't.
Okay.
You can give me a second.
You're like, it's probably something that you answer all the time and you have it always at the tip of your tongue, but the way you put it was really good. So you said that I like to think of it as growing a legacy. So I asked you, you know, it's not just about legacy. It's not just something like at the end of your life, you say, okay, that's what I did. My life is over. It says, you said, we plant seeds, tend to them and help them grow. We cannot force it to grow. For me, to grow a legacy means how the seeds I am planting today will grow and provide for my family and community in 20 years. So it's like, I think sometimes when people think about our families, we tend to forget that someday we're still going to be a family or someday we want to try to be a family at least. Mm-hmm. And so I love that this definition you're saying, like, that it's about planting those seeds and making sure that you're nurturing those seeds.
Yeah. Cause you know, it's not enough to plant a seed. It's mm-hmm. not enough to plant one seed. You have to plant to it, but then you have to come back and tend to it, right? We have to water it, provide light, nutrients, and continue to come back to it. And so, you know, when you do something once, that's fantastic, right? You've planted that seed, but then to continue to come back and nurture that growth. You know, and we talk about, you know, what you want, again, that legacy piece of what you want in 20 years. What do you want your legacy to be of your family? And, you know, again, you know, one of the things that really kind of shook me right before we started this was, you know, laying in bed thinking about, what are our boys going to remember about their childhood? Right? What are we doing right now? And, you know, and again, this may sound a little bit far-fetched, but, you know, thinking about, are they going to remember that mom was maybe too busy doing the dishes to play with me? Are they going to remember, you know, me not making eye contact with them because I was multitasking when they were trying to tell me a story? It's those sort of things that when I think about my family legacy, what I want for the future is us to be, I like to envision this, like we're sitting around Thanksgiving table, right? And we're talking about what it was like growing up and all of our memories. And that feeling that I want at that table is laughter and joy and love. And if I want that, then that's what I have to do today, if that's what I want. So for me, that's what legacy and planting seeds means, is creating that legacy that you want, planting the right seeds, tending to them, and creating that growth that you want.
Yeah. Because right now, when our kids are little, or even if they were teenagers and things like that, you know, the way that we interact with them, that's what's creating the norms, the narratives, mm-hmm. you know, it's creating the constructs that become what they epitomize or what they believe about the world, you know? Absolutely. And so if they believe about the world is, well, my mom didn't care about me, then the world's not going to care about me. Right.
Right.
And so when they come back in 20 years to that Thanksgiving dinner, they're going to have that like baggage with them. Right. Yeah, and you know, that's kind of a hard thing to hear and to stomach as a parent too, sometimes when they're like, oh no, oh man, oh, there's so much pressure, right, to have mm-hmm. this like good relationship and things like that. But that's really what my mission is. And I feel like your mission too is like, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be this anxious, anxiety, fear driven, parenting doesn't need to be, I don't want to actually avoid the fear driven part of it. Like,
absolutely.
You know, yeah. We want to do these things out of love, not out of fear. And, yep. and so coming back to that table in 20 years, we come together in love, not with this, you know, baggage or, yes. you know, childhood regrets or parenting regrets and knowing that there are roadblocks and tools available for us to be able to have and put these things in place now, so that in the future we can have that confidence in the future.
Yes. Yes.
I love that. I love that. And so that's, I love that about your platform. I love that what you're talking about, this idea of the planting and tending these seeds and that analogy, you know, that it's like we are stewards of this time that we have with our mm-hmm. kids. You know, it's like we can't necessarily control what all of these seeds grow up to become. I mean, you're right. If you plant a carrot seed, you hope that a carrot grows, right?
Yes.
But people are different, right? People Absolutely. And our children have their unique personalities and their, you know, these things that are out of our control. And so, you know, along those lines and those ideas, you know, when say we're planting those seeds and things start to go grow wild or something like that, if our kids start to, I don't know if they start to change or they experience something outside of the home that is stressful for them, you know, what is it that we can do as parents to continue to direct the growth, right? And seed in a way that we hope it will continue to grow. What do you think about that?
You know, I think, number one of the things that we teach our boys and that we do ourselves is we talk about weeds versus seeds, right? So we talk about are we pouring our time and our energy into things that matter and that we want to grow or things that we don't, right? And so that's one thing that we stress right now. And that, again, as a parent, I look at things and I go, okay, is this action or behavior, is that a weed or a seed? Is that something I can ignore and just let it go? Or is it something that needs my energy and needs my resources? But, you know, as much as we can be intentional, nothing is going to grow perfectly. There are going to be those things that happen. And I think our job as parents is to be this safe space, to have a culture that we have cultivated where they can come back to and we can be this safe space to help them grow. And, you know, one of the things I always say too is that, you know, a seed won't grow in the palm of our hands, meaning we can't hold our kids tightly in our hands and expect them to grow. We have to plant them and like let them become what they're going to become and just be there for them and provide for them the love and the home and the culture, you know, do what we can to provide for them and be there for them. But to expect that there are going to be roadblocks for them and to help nurture them to grow through those. Again, I am a sucker for good plant analogies, but if you think about a seed planted in the ground, right, it's dark, it's dirty. The only way for it to grow is to push up through the mud, find the light and push up through the mud and grow. And that's what we need to do for our kids is to let them sit in sometimes in that dirt and yuckiness and darkness to hide the light for them to help them grow. So
I love that. That's such a great, that is a great analogy. Yeah. Because it's like, it's all you can do as a parent is work to create those conditions, those right conditions for them.
Yeah.
And then, and also I like that analogy between the seeds and weeds, you know, deciding like, what is this something that maybe we need to pluck out and so that growth can be better. You know, it's like, that's the point of, you know, you'll pull the weeds out so that you can grow, the plants can grow better. And then, so you as a parent, you're creating that environment by helping to pull out the weeds and have cultivating the soil. And
yes,
I love that.
All the things.
All those things. And providing the sunlight, right? Those are the different seeds, right? The love and those nine different types of seeds. I almost like see that as those different, you know, things that we, it's seeds, but it's also nourishment. It's like both.
It's both. Yes. Yes.
That's so cool. That's so cool. I love that. I love that whole analogy with, you know, with culture. That is, and one of the definitions of culture is, you know, is like cultivating and, and, you know, preparing soil, like in gardens. And so it's being able to create that environment. And I think that that's also a burden off of our shoulders too, knowing that, if we're doing our best to create that environment and we leave it up to our children to make these choices for themselves, and we need to learn to trust them, right? I think sometimes, a lot of times as parents, we want to hold that seed. We want to be like, no, don't do that. Don't make those choices that can hurt you. And it's like, well, but sometimes we all need to make choices. And so that's an interesting aspect of things too. When we consider, you know, allowing our kids to make choices that build their character, or that help them to learn the lessons better in a way that the reality is we can't teach them every lesson.
Right. Right.
They have to experience those things on their own, and it's going to help them to grow and to also almost cultivate their own seeds. Right.
Yes, absolutely. Because again, we talk about, I mean, here we go, right? We talk about, you know, I can plant a seed and it grows. And then what happens in nature is that seed then gets carried off and gets replanted somewhere else. And so we talk about all the things that we do take off and they grow and then they spread. And that's, you know, that's kind of the cycle of it all. And so, yeah, they're going to turn and grow, and then they're going to plant seeds and so on and so forth.
Yeah. And that's so cool too, because I think sometimes people, you know, a lot of people I talk to, or I see these messages on social media where they're just like, oh my goodness, growing a family, this is terrifying. This is something that I just think, maybe not for me, or maybe they're going to have their first child and they're just scared. And it's like, just consider it like you're growing a garden, you know, and just take this as an opportunity to know that you're cultivating a personality to become an individual, and then love and accept that individual and trust them to become what they're supposed to become.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
I think that, right. I mean, there's like this fear of, oh, they're going to become a new person. Well, exactly.
they're not us.
Yeah. And that's a good thing, right?
Yes, absolutely. Man.
That's so cool. I love what you're talking about, and Megan, and I really appreciate this message. I appreciate what you're doing. And so at the end of this episode, I'm going to tell my guests about joining the My Family Success Toolbox, and you've been sharing a freebie to join in my toolbox. Will you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So I have a worksheet on my blog. I have a family culture blog post, but then I have a worksheet associated with that. And, you know, I like to make things really simple. A lot of times we overcomplicate some of these ideas and things we should be doing. And, you know, this worksheet, I actually have a copy of it here.
Nice.
But really it's about you defining your own culture. You define what matters to you. Right? Don't listen to me. Don't listen to, you know, your neighbor on Instagram. Define what matters to you and your family, and what you want the walls of your home to say about you. Right? So this worksheet walks you through a 4-step process. So the first starts as we are, and then you list your values and traditions. What are you? Right? Define that. The next one is because. So this is your mission or your vision for your family. This is your, in 20 years, what do I want? What is my why for wanting to be described this way? Your next column is, so we will. So this is a set of norms, right? This is a set of norms that says, okay, so we're going to do these things to help us get there. The last column is, and we will not. Mm. So it's another set of norms to kind of define and give you some guidelines for when you're making decisions throughout the day to go, okay, you know, what are we doing? Does this lead to those culture statements that we want? By taking a look at, you know, what we want in 20 years and then what we're going to do today and what we're not going to do today to get us there.
That's awesome. I love that. That's like, it's perfect little mission statement that you mm-hmm. basically you're writing for your family. And that's so powerful. So powerful. So look out for that at the end of the episode. And thank you so much, Megan, for being my guest, for telling us about your program so we can learn more about it. And I just love all the different ways that we can work to cultivate our family culture and learn about it. And I love what you said, that it's not, don't take my word for it. Take, you know, do what your family values represent and what say about your family. You know, that's one of the things, like when I read about family gurus or parenting gurus and stuff like that, trying to tell you what to do. And it's like, wait, you don't know my family.
Right, right.
And so that's what I love about family culture is just giving us the tools to know what our family values are and to know where we want to take our family so that we can take those steps and nurture and plant those seeds.
Absolutely.
So that's awesome. Okay, tell us one more time where we can find you, if your website or social media.
Yep. So Instagram, Facebook, Planting Seeds 365. And then the website is plantingseeds365.com.
Easy enough to remember.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Megan. I love having you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Glad you're able to tune in for this episode of the Family Culture Movement. Don't miss the next episode with Michaela Marsh, when she told me all about her experience growing up with her adopted brother in Scotland, and he was from Africa. Again, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Family Culture Movement. Help more people find the show. Download this episode, subscribe to the show, rate it, and leave a review. For more tools for shaping your intentional family culture, be sure to sign up for your free membership of the Family Success Toolbox at homeandfamilyculture.com. Until next time, remember to set your intentions for your family culture and lead your family toward your vision of success.